Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, welcome back to Studio Classroom. Today we have a technology lesson.
We certainly do. Have you ever felt like your phone is watching you, friends? Do you sometimes think something and then it comes up in your phone later? I know that's happened to me.
Yeah, it turns out all of the things in our phone, or especially social media, knows us pretty well. Today, we'll talk about how it does that and whether or not that's a good thing or a bad thing. This lesson is called Understanding Social Media Algorithms. Let's jump right into it, friends.
Understanding Social Media Algorithms. Explore how these digital tools do and don't influence your online world. The word algorithm is used so often in online conversations that it has almost become a buzzword. When people hear the word algorithm, they often imagine a nasty secret plot. In reality, algorithms are just complex sets of instructions that tell computers how to make decisions. On social media, their aim is to prioritize which posts, videos, or reels appear on users' screens, not to manipulate users.
Hi friends, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 我们首先来看 nasty 这个形容词，意思是令人厌恶的、糟糕的。譬如 ，The nasty smell from the trash filled the classroom, forcing everyone to open the windows for fresh air. 垃圾散发出来的难闻气味充满了整个教室，迫使每个人都打开窗户来呼吸新鲜空气。Nasty 的副词是 nastily， 意思是恶劣的、剧烈的或是严重的。譬如 ，The chemicals reacted nastily when mixed, producing a strong odor that spread quickly through the small laboratory. 这些化学物质混合后产生了剧烈反应，散发出强烈的气味，迅速弥漫在整个小实验室里。Nasty 字尾的 y 改为 ness， 就变成名词 nastiness， 意思是恶劣、丑恶。譬如 ，The sheer nastiness of the weather forced the committee to cancel the outdoor festival。恶劣的天气迫使委员会取消了这场户外节庆活动。
I still remember the days of going on the internet and trying to find just the right keyword that would lead me to the information I wanted. These days, though, it seems like it can always find just what you're looking for. Let's talk about that together.
All right, let's learn all about social media algorithms, friends. We read here together, explore how these digital tools do and don't influence your online world. Well, before we get into it too far, we need to define what a digital tool is.
All right, this is usually talking about apps or software, that help you accomplish different kinds of work or tasks.
Here's an example of how you could use digital tools in a sentence. You can use digital tools for better results.
All right, let's get into the article here. We see the word algorithm is used so often in online conversations that it has almost become a buzzword.
A buzzword, friends, is a popular word or phrase at the moment. Many times, buzzwords cause some kind of controversy or at least spark a discussion.
Here's another example sentence. AI is the latest buzzword in technology news. I feel like usually when we use the word buzzword, we're saying that some term is kind of overused.
Yeah, or maybe people use it in a way that makes other people argue or misunderstand their meaning. Sometimes it's been used so many times that the meaning has gotten a little fuzzy.
Absolutely. Okay, so we're seeing that algorithm is kind of a buzzword. It's been thrown around a lot in recent years. When people hear the word algorithm, they often imagine a nasty secret plot.
Okay, what is a secret plot, friends? Well, this is just some kind of hidden plan. A lot of times we think of a secret plot as a plan to do something bad.
For example, the investigators discovered a secret plot that was trying to harm the company.
I've definitely heard this before, Garrett, that these algorithms have some kind of secret plan to sell us a lot of stuff or to brainwash us and make us believe things that aren't true.
Yeah, and potentially they would have the ability to do that, or at least feed us a certain kind of information. But we'll see in our article today that the companies making these aren't necessarily trying to hurt us.
And we'll find that out because of the way algorithms work. Let's look at it together. In reality, algorithms are just complex sets of instructions that tell computers how to make decisions.
On social media, their aim is to prioritize which posts, videos, or reels appear on users' screens, not to manipulate users.
Manipulate is a word you need to know, friends. Manipulate means to control or influence someone cleverly. Usually when we say the word manipulate, it's not positive.
It is a negative word. Let's use it in another sentence. It is not good to manipulate your friends. Just be honest with them.
Have you ever gone to see a movie and there are so many sad things that happen in the movie, you feel like your emotions are being manipulated? That's another way we can use that word.
Yeah, so we're seeing in our article that these algorithms are not trying to manipulate you. They're just trying to give you the right kinds of posts, videos, or reels. But to believe this, we kind of need to trust our author and the companies making these algorithms.
That can be really hard to do. I think I might need a little bit more information before I can make that decision. Let's continue now with our next reading.
Understanding social media algorithms. Algorithms are used because platforms host so many posts that some kind of organizing system is necessary. The algorithm begins by showing you a small and varied selection of posts, and then it watches how you respond, paying attention to observable actions rather than private thoughts or personal feelings. Likes, comments, and shares are strong signals. Scrolling past a post quickly, on the other hand, sends a clear signal that the content failed to hold your attention.
She began to scroll through her phone while waiting for the bus, checking messages and reading news updates. 她在等公车时开始滑手机，查看讯息和阅读最新的新闻报道。或者是 He used the mouse to scroll down the webpage, scanning the news article carefully. 她用滑鼠向下滑动网页，仔细浏览这篇新闻报道。Scroll 也可以当名词，是指卷轴或是长卷。譬如 The ancient scroll contained important information and was kept safely in a museum where visitors could learn about its history. 这份古卷记载了重要资讯，被妥善保管在博物馆中，供访客了解其历史。
Think about this, friends. How many videos and photos are on social media websites altogether? You don't know? Well, I don't know either, but it is a huge number, and you can only watch so many of them. So these websites need to find a way to choose what to show you. That's how we get into algorithms.
All right, let's find out more about how these algorithms work, friends. Algorithms are used because platforms host so many posts that some kind of organizing system is necessary. Let's talk about this word, host.
All right, we're not talking about having people over for a dinner party here. To host is to store, hold, or make available a large amount of content.
Here's another way you could use host in a sentence. The website hosts thousands of videos every day.
So, some way of organizing all this content is necessary. The algorithm begins by showing you a small and varied selection of posts, and then it watches how you respond.
Okay, so the algorithm is watching us.
Yeah, in a way. It's calculating, or it's recording how you respond. Think of it with videos. It knows how long you've watched something for, whether or not you've quickly switched to something else, and it collects all that data.
Okay, so that's what our article says here as well. The algorithm is paying attention to observable actions rather than private thoughts or personal feelings. This word observable, friends, means able to be seen or noticed.
For example, many changes can be clearly observable. If someone is walking with a limp, not normally, that will be pretty observable.
So the algorithm is watching these actions that we're doing. These are things that are observable. People can see us doing them anyway, like when you like a post. We see another term here. It is rather than, and this just means instead of.
Instead of moving on, let's come up with a sentence. It's good to choose peace rather than fighting.
Okay, let's read on, friends. Likes, comments, and shares are strong signals. Scrolling past a post quickly, on the other hand, sends a clear signal that the content failed to hold your attention. I have noticed this with my own algorithm, Garrett. When you send a video to someone or you like a post, the algorithm is going to show you more of that type of content because you've interacted with it. You've told the algorithm, I like this.
Yeah, and some things have failed to hold your attention. This phrase, failed to, means that something did not succeed in doing something.
Here's an example. He failed to arrive on time. He didn't succeed in being on time.
All right, so going back to the previous sentence, we saw that these algorithms are not trying to record your personal feelings. My feeling on that, though, is based on your actions, it does know a little bit about your feelings.
Yeah, it definitely does. For example, if you see a political post that makes you feel very angry, you might still watch that video all the way through and even leave a comment arguing with it. You have told the algorithm to show you more of that content, and the algorithm now knows that content makes you angry.
Right. These algorithms often show you a lot of things that you really like and that you really hate, and takes away the things that you just don't really care about.
So I do find this a little bit manipulative, even if it doesn't mean to be. I think we do need to learn a little bit more about this, friends. We'll do that in just a moment, right after we go to today's deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Something that will hold your attention. A couple of months ago, I started reading this mystery book my cousin lent me. I planned to read just one chapter before bed, but the story grabbed me right away. The book held my attention so completely that I forgot about everything else, like homework, hunger, and even the time. To hold one's attention means to keep someone interested, focused, or engaged for a long time, usually because something is exciting, entertaining, or important. We use it for books, movies, teachers, and conversations. For example, The magician held everyone's attention with his amazing card tricks. No one blinked for 10 minutes. Or, my science teacher holds our attention by doing cool experiments instead of just talking. Here are three more useful hold phrases. Hold your breath means to wait anxiously or excitedly for something to happen, and sometimes literally stop breathing for a second. For example, we all held our breath as the player took the final penalty kick. Hold on is a casual way to say, wait a minute, or keep going through something tough. For example, hold on, I need to tie my shoe before we keep running. Hold back means to stop yourself from doing or saying something, often because of fear or doubt. For example, she wanted to join the dance but held back because she felt shy. That mystery book still sits on my shelf waiting for a reread. Books and people and stories that hold our attention make ordinary moments feel special. They pull us in and don't let go until the very end. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Understanding social media algorithms. Over time, the system learns your patterns of behavior without asking you any direct questions. Platforms usually can't reliably perceive whether you like things or not, but they do understand what makes you react with great accuracy. By comparing your actions with those of other users, algorithms gradually align what you see with things you have responded to in the past.
She used a ruler to align the frames on the wall to ensure they were evenly spaced across the living room. 她用尺将墙上的画框对齐，确保它们在客厅里均匀的排列。相关的形容词 aligned 意思是对齐的。譬如 ，The chairs were perfectly aligned in rows, creating a clean, organized look for the meeting in the large conference room.大会议室里的椅子整齐地排成数列，让会议现场显得整洁有序。Align 的名词是 alignment， 意思是对齐或是排列。譬如 ，Good alignment of its wheels helps a car drive smoothly and prevents uneven tire wear。车轮定位良好，有助于汽车平稳行驶，并防止轮胎磨损不均匀。Okay, 今天的 Language Lab 就到这里。I'll see you next time.
So, these social media platforms are learning more and more about us, the things we like and dislike. Let's see what more we have to say about that.
Well, over time, this gives the algorithm a lot of information. We read here, the system learns your patterns of behavior without asking you any direct questions. Let's talk about what we mean when we say a pattern of behavior.
A pattern of behavior. These are repeated ways that someone acts over and over again.
You could study patterns of behavior in certain animals in captivity.Over time, you get a lot of data about their habits.
It is interesting. These websites are able to gather this information just based on what you do. I do remember older websites, like some streaming services, would ask you very specifically what kinds of movies and shows you like to watch, and that's not as common these days.
Yeah, that's a really good point. It's definitely not as common these days.We read on here, platforms usually can't reliably perceive whether you like things or not, but they do understand what makes you react with great accuracy. What do we mean when we say this word perceive?
This is a great one for us to know, friends. To perceive something is to notice or understand something, often without directly asking for that information.
Here's how you could use perceive in a sentence. How do you perceive the situation?
Right. Okay. So these social media platforms are really good at this. They are very accurate. And by comparing your actions with those of other users, algorithms gradually align what you see with things you have responded to in the past.
So it sounds like what's going on here is these social media platforms are collecting a lot of data. Once they have a lot of data, they are able to compare data from different users. To compare means to look at differences and similarities.
Here's another example sentence with comparing. Stop comparing yourself to others. Be confident in who you are.
So if the social media platform is comparing your data with others' data, it's definitely comparing your data with your contacts, your followers, and your friends' data as well. Over time, the content will kind of change based on your friend circle as well.
Yeah, I have heard that. Or they're comparing the kinds of things you interact with to people who interact with similar things because you're going to have similar interests.
Let's take this as an example. Maybe you like cat videos, and there's another user that also likes cat videos, but that user also likes dog videos. The algorithm might think, well, that user also likes dog videos. Maybe I should suggest dog videos to this user as well.
Right. So it is amazing how these work. They're able to work with so much data and information to hopefully give you some stuff that you will like. It doesn't always perfectly succeed, though. Well, friends, we're not quite done, but right now, let's go to our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 so 什么什么 that 什么什么的句型，它表示如此什么什么以至于什么什么。它的句构是主词加动词加 so 加形容词，或副词加 that 加子句，用来说明某种程度或状态所带来的结果。So 加形容词或副词表示程度很高。That 子句则说明因此产生的结果或影响。在口语中引导结果的连接词 that 经常会被省略。来看例句。The movie was so touching that many people burst into tears. 这部电影太感人了，让许多人都流下了眼泪。
Well, friends, we've come to the end of today's lesson, so let's take a moment and talk about what we've learned.
All right, today we were talking about social media algorithms. Modern social media platforms host a lot of posts, photos, videos, and other things, and they need this technology in order to prioritize what they're going to show you.
They can't just show you every single post that has been put on their platform. They collect data based on what you like and don't like to show you things they think will interest you.
And we also said today that many people see algorithms as kind of a buzzword, but they're not exactly a nasty secret plot trying to manipulate you.They're just trying to determine what kinds of information or content to put out there.
We're going to talk a little bit more about the good sides of algorithms and the bad sides of algorithms in our lesson tomorrow. You don't want to miss that, friends. Make sure you come back and join us for that. But that is all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye!
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.